Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Man, remembered by Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samech Hei, the fifth parak, Ezehu Neshech. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Mar Bina HaSachar, one may increase the rent of his property for delayed payment, Vein Mar Bina HaMecher, but one may not increase the purchase price of a sale because of delayed payment. The Mishnah explains that one may tell a renter, if you pay me the entire year in advance, the price is 10 slime. But if you pay me monthly, the price is a sella per month, which is totaling 12. However, one selling property cannot say, if you pay now, the price is 1,000 zuz, but if you pay during the threshing season, the price is 1,200 zuz. Rabban Rav Yosef explained the difference. Schiros ein mishtalemish el basof. Rent is only owed at the end of the term. Since the money is owed at the end of each month, not the beginning of the year, the monthly price of a sella is its actual value and not a charge for delayed payment. Rather, the owner is offering him a reduced rate for paying beforehand. Regarding a sale where payment is owed immediately, any increase in price for delayed payment is ribbis. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, Tarshish Shari, selling on credit for a higher price is permitted. He was challenged from our mission, which prohibits charging more for delayed payment. And Rav Nachman answered, Hasam Katzle, there in the Mishnah, he also set for him the price for immediate payment, demonstrating that the higher price is a charge for delayed payment. Hacha lo Katzle, here in Rav Nachman's case, he did not set for him the lower price for immediate payment. Rav Papa said his own form of Tarsha is permitted. Rav Papa produced beer and sold it on credit during the cheaper season in Tishrei, charging the higher prices of Nisan when they would actually pay. Although it was implicit that immediate payment would be the cheaper price, he explained, Shichrai Lopasi, my beer does not spoil, and I can store it until Nisan. Zuzig Lotzrichna, I'm not in immediate need of money. He was wealthy and had no need to sell his beer in Tishrei. He was challenged, for although he did not profit from this credit, the buyers were paying a higher price to delay payment, so it's forbidden. And point number three, the next mention states that if someone sold a field, and after the buyer gave partial payment, the seller told him that whenever he would pay the balance, he would own the field retroactively, this is forbidden. Rav Huna said in such a case, the seller eats the produce, and Rav Anan said it's held by a third party until the owner during the interim is determined. The Gemara explains there's no argument. Rav Huna's case is where the seller said, when you bring the balance, you'll acquire the field, but not earlier. Therefore, the field definitely belongs to the seller in the interim, and the produce is his. Rav Anan's case, as well as the Mishnah's, is where he said, when you bring the balance, you will acquire it retroactively from now. The field's ownership is thus in doubt, leaving the produce prohibited to both parties. If he pays the balance, the field is retroactively his, and if the seller consumed the produce, it would be ribbis for the delayed balance. If the buyer never pays the balance, canceling the purchase, then if the buyer consumed the produce, it would be taking the seller's produce as ribbis for lending him the down payment. A brisa adds that there are also cases where the buyer or even both parties may consume the produce. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Mar Bina HaSachar, one may increase the rent of his property for delayed payment, being Mar Bina HaMecher, but one may not increase the purchase price of a sale because of delayed payment. The Mishnah explains that one may tell a renter, if you pay me the entire year in advance, the price is 10 slime, but if you pay me monthly, the price is a sella per month, which is totaling 12. However, one selling property cannot say, if you pay now, the price is 1,000 zuz, but if you pay during the threshing season, the price is 1,200 zuz. Rabban Rav Yosef explained the difference. Schiros ein mishtalemish el basof. Rent is only owed at the end of the term. Since the money is owed at the end of each month, not the beginning of the year, the monthly price of a sella is its actual value and not a charge for delayed payment. Rather, the owner is offering him a reduced rate for paying beforehand. Regarding a sale where payment is owed immediately, any increase in price for delayed payment is ribbis. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, Tarshish Shari, selling on credit for a higher price is permitted. He was challenged from our mission, which prohibits charging more for delayed payment. And Rav Nachman answered, Hasam Katzle, there in the Mishnah, he also set for him the price for immediate payment, demonstrating that the higher price is a charge for delayed payment. Hacha lo Katzle, here in Rav Nachman's case, he did not set for him the lower price for immediate payment. Rav Papa said his own form of Tarsha is permitted. Rav Papa produced beer and sold it on credit during the cheaper season in Tishrei, charging the higher prices of Nisan when they would actually pay. Although it was implicit that immediate payment would be the cheaper price, he explained, Shichrai Lopasi, my beer does not spoil, and I can store it until Nisan. Zuzig Lotzrichna, I'm not in immediate need of money. He was wealthy and had no need to sell his beer in Tishrei. He was challenged, for although he did not profit from this credit, the buyers were paying a higher price to delay payment, so it's forbidden. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if someone sold a field, and after the buyer gave partial payment, the seller told him that whenever he would pay the balance, he would own the field retroactively, this is forbidden. Rav Huna said in such a case, the seller eats the produce, and Rav Anan said it's held by a third party until the owner during the interim is determined. The Gemara explains there's no argument. Rav Huna's case is where the seller said, when you bring the balance, you'll acquire the field, but not earlier. Therefore, the field definitely belongs to the seller in the interim, and the produce is his. Rav Anan's case, as well as the Mishnah's, is where he said, when you bring the balance, you will acquire it retroactively from now. The field's ownership is thus in doubt, leaving the produce prohibited to both parties. If he pays the balance, the field is retroactively his, and if the seller consumed the produce, it would be ribbis for the delayed balance. If the buyer never pays the balance, canceling the purchase, then if the buyer consumed the produce, it would be taking the seller's produce as ribbis for lending him the down payment. A braisa adds that there are also cases where the buyer or even both parties may consume the produce. All right, so now we go to Simadav Samachay, and this sim was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samachay is a seh, a sheep. So we often use a shepherd in the simon. So here goes. The shepherd who paid a higher rent for a pen, since he paid monthly instead of yearly in advance, and also paid a higher price for a new staff he bought on credit, made a partial payment for a field, and then was told by the seller that when he pays the balance, the field will retroactively belong to him, which is forbidden to do. Once again, slow motion. The shepherd, that must be Rondav, Samachay, Seh, sheep. The shepherd who paid a higher rent for a pen, since he paid monthly instead of yearly in advance, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Marbinal Sakhar, one may increase the rent of his property for delayed payment, Bein Marbinal Mechar, but one may not increase the purchase price of his sale because of delayed payment. Rabbi and Rav Yosef explain the difference. Schiros Einu Mishtalemes El Basof, rent is only owed at the end of the term. Since the money is owed at the end of each month, not the beginning of the year, the monthly price of a sale is its actual value and not a charge for delayed payment. Rather, the owner is offering him a reduced rate for paying beforehand. Regarding a sale where payment is owed immediately, any increase in price for delayed payment is ribbis. So, the shepherd who paid a higher rent for a pen since he paid monthly instead of yearly in advance, and then also paid a higher price for a new staff he bought on credit, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Tarsha Shari, selling on credit for a higher price is permitted. He was challenged from a Mishnah which prohibits charging more for delayed payment, and Rav Nachman answered, Hasam Katzle, there in the Mishnah, he also set from the price for immediate payment, demonstrating that the higher price is a charge for delayed payment. Hacha Lo Katzle, here in Rav Nachman's case, he didn't set from the lower price for immediate payment. So the shepherd who paid a higher rent for a pen since he paid monthly instead of yearly in advance, and also paid a higher price for a new staff he bought on credit, made a partial payment for a field, and then was told by the seller that when he pays the balance, the field will retroactively belong to him, which is forbidden to do, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone sold a field and after the buyer gave partial payment, the seller told him that whenever he would pay the balance, he would own the field retroactively, this is forbidden. Rav Huna said in such a case, the seller eats the produce, and Rav Anan said it's held by a third party until the owner during the interim is determined. The Gemara goes on to explain that there is no argument. So once again, the shepherd who paid a higher rent for a pen, since he paid monthly instead of yearly in advance, and also paid a higher price for a new staff he bought on credit, made a partial payment for a field, and then was told by the seller that when he pays the balance, the field will retroactively belong to him, which is forbidden to do. All right, so now it's time for four Balabat Chazar. Daf Samachov. So the Simon Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use the magician doing a song a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician who saw the man in thirds, magician sawing a person in thirds, that must be on Daf Samachalov, saw. The magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribbis, gezela, and onah, which reminds us, Rav explains why it was necessary for the Torah to write the prohibition of ribbis, gezel, and onah, all which are illegally taking someone's property. So, the magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribbis, gezela, and onah, who then had some ribbis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim, float magically above a sheet, depicting Yetzias Yisraim, which reminds us, Rav explains why the Torah mentioned Yetzias Yisraim in connection with ribbis, tzitzis, and false weights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani hu shehivchanti b'Mitzrayim ben tipa shel bechor l'tipa she'eino shel bechor. I am he who discerned in Mitzrayim between a drop of semen, which bore a firstborn, and a drop which did not bear a firstborn, regarding Malchus Bechoros, meaning where one woman had relations with multiple men and bore firstborns for them. So too, I'm the one who will ultimately discern and punish those who lend money with interest, falsely claiming the money is the Gentiles, those who buried their weights in salt to cheat with them, and those who dyed tzitzis with indigo and claim it's the chelas. So the magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribbis, gezel, and onah, who then had some ribbis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim float magically above the sheet depicting Yetzias Yisraim, concluded his show by having three dayanim appear to collect Ribbis Katsutsa, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar says, Ribbis Katsutsa Yotza B'Dayanim, fixed ribbis, meaning prearranged at the original loan, is collected by the judges, meaning based and forces the lender to refund biblically prohibited interest of the borrower. Avak ribbis, enu yotza b'dayanim, secondary ribbis, literally the dust of ribbis, meaning any ribbis which is only rabbinically prohibited, is not collected by the judges. Rabbi Yochanan says that even regarding ribbis katsutsa, basin does not force the lender to refund the interest. Three sources are provided for Rabbi Yochanan. Daf Samach Beis. So the simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral, submarine, that must be on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa discussing two people who were traveling and only one had a flask of water. If both drink from it, they'll both die from thirst, but if one drinks it, he'll survive to reach a settlement. Ben Matura ruled, Mutav Shiyishu Shneem Yamusu. It's better that both should drink and die, while Yira Echamehem B'Misasso Shachavero, and neither of them should see his fellow's imminent death. Rabbi Akiva came and taught that Chai Achichi Mach teaches Chayecha Kodmil Chaye Chavercha. Your own life takes precedence over your fellow's life, and the owner should drink all the water himself to survive. So the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, was rushing to return the ribbis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchus if the lender is exempt from malchus because of a kumase, because they are subject to a requirement to get up and do a positive mitzvah to rectify the violation. So the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, was rushing to return the ribbis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, as his rabbi who was on board told him he should not even do haramas ribbis in the future. Which reminds us, Gemara brings a brisa which states, Yesh dvarim shehen mutarim, there are things which are technically permitted, v'asurim mifnei haramas ribbis, but are forbidden because they are an evasion of ribbis. Daf Samach Gimel. So the simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway. Segway? That must be Moran Daf Samach Gimel. The boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce, but not for the produce's later cash value, which reminds us, Rav says, Osin Amana Baperos, one may make a trust, meaning an advance payment for purchase for produce, although its value may increase, vein Osin Amana Badami, but one may not make a trust for payment in the produce's later cash value. If he initially gave money and later receives money or any other substitution, it appears like ribbis if the later amount is higher due to the produce's increased value. Rabbi Yanai says, Malihen Malihin Dmein. What difference is it to me between receiving the goods themselves and receiving their value? Since the original advance purchase was permitted, he may also substitute the produce with something else at payment. So the boy spinning around in confusion on a Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce, but not for the produce's later cash value, was advised by Talmidim in the middle of debating whether ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted, which reminds us, Shmuel answers the brisa which contradicts Rav is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds tzad echad beribbis mutter. Ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted. Here, the sale only appears like ribbis if he substitutes the original produce for something else. So Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rav holds like the Rabban, who argue and forbid contingent ribbis. So the boy spinning around in confusion on his Segway, trying to figure out why he can make an advance payment for produce but not for the produce's later cash value, was advised by Talmidim in the middle of debating whether ribbis contingent on one side of an agreement is permitted to ride up a ramp to the ribbis sign and learn the general rule of ribbis that any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden, which reminds us, Rav Nachman says, Klaud de Ribisa, the general rule of ribbis is that ko agad natale aser, any profit for waiting for one's money is forbidden. Daf Samach Dalet. So the simon Daf Samach Dalet is sewed secret and we use a secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent, that must be more on Daf Samach Dalet. Sewed secret. The secret agent waiting for the gourds he bought at a great price to grow anamalong, which reminds us, Rav once gave a shir about one who gives money to a gardener for gourds, and the market price is 10 gourds, each a half amalong, for a zuz, but the gardener offered the buyer that if he paid immediately, he would later receive gourds anamalong. In a later version of Rav, he ruled that the gourds are permitted because they grow on their own. So the secret agent waiting for the gourds he bought at a great price to grow anamalong overheard someone buying a barrel of wine to be given at a later date stipulate to the seller that if the wine sours before you give it to me, I get a refund, whereas if it appreciates or depreciates in value, It belongs to me, which reminds us, a buyer permitted to give someone money for a barrel of wine he has, to be given at a later date and say that if it sours before you give it to me, it belongs to you, and my money must be refunded, and if it appreciates or depreciates in value, it belongs to me, and the sale remains in effect. A buyer explained that since the buyer accepts the risk of depreciation, carve lazeh lazehu, it's considered near to both gain and loss. So the secret agent waiting for the gourds he bought at a great price to grow an amalong, over at someone buying a barrel of wine to be given at a later date, stipulate to the seller that if the wine sours before you give it to me, I get a refund, whereas if it appreciates or depreciates in value, it belongs to me, right next to a courtyard which a borrower rented out to his lender, giving him no discount. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches about one who lends money. He may not live in the borrower's courtyard for free, nor may he rent it from him for less, because either constitutes ribbis, although they were not original stipulations. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf near the mice with Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanur Shel Achnai? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf to discuss partial payment for a purchase, which is completed retroactively upon full payment? That's on daf Samachay. Good. Number 3. Which something when a lender cannot live in a borrower's courtyard for free or at a discount, since that would constitute ribbis? That's on daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf to be machos regarding the case of two people that are stranded with only enough water for one of them? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf to learn that Rav Nachman said Tarsha Shari, selling on credit for a higher price, is permitted? That's on daf Samach Hei. Good. Number 6. Which daf to learn why the Torah wrote a separate love for Gezel Ribbis and Onah? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf to learn that one may increase the rent of his property for delayed payment, but one may not increase the purchase price of a sale for delayed payment? That's on daf Samach Hei. Good. Number 8. Which daf to have malchus if a lender with ribbis is exempt from malchus because of a kumva asay? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf to learn that one is permitted to stipulate for a barrel of wine given at a later date regarding if it sours or it appreciates or depreciates in value? That's on daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf to learn a person should be careful not to offend his wife, for she easily cries? That's on daf Nun Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.